I will go first. My first note was, oh my god, growling. Like, totally, like, we were leaning close because it's hard to hear on our laptop, on my laptop. So at that point, we all, like, flew back in our chairs.
We all, like,
had
whoa.
The biggest dumbfounded look on our faces.
Yeah.
Like, we were not expecting that. And I know this song, but I was not expecting that. I applaud your effort, but screaming, screamo, growling, all that stuff, if you don't have the technique and know what you're doing, it just sounds awkward. It doesn't work all the time. I cannot do it to save my life. I want to sing a bunch of songs by In This Moment, but I can't because I can't do that, so I don't. I liked the rest of the song. I thought you sang it really well, but just those parts kind of threw it off for me. I liked that you did the little yodeling things that she does, and you pulled it off nicely. I liked most of your harmony. A couple of them were a bit off, which made it sound strange, but most of them were really good. Mm-hmm. So all in all, good job, but just the growling was kind of strange for me. What did you think, Faded?
I thought you sounded, like, kind of too whiny for me a lot of the time.
Do you know Smiley? I think she's trying to sound like them, because she's really whiny.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the song, like, once.
I love Smiley.
I don't know. I mean, even if she does sound whiny, I like the whininess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then your yelling was scary. I really didn't like the demon turtle that
demon
was
turtle.
Going on. I didn't like that. It was very shocking. I agree, a lot of your harmonies were really good. I had a note that some of them were off as mm-hmm. well, but, like, most of them sounded really nice. Your emotion was good, I thought, except it was kind of whiny. but yeah, I don't know, the demon stuff really put me off on this. I'm sorry.
Rochelle.
Yeah, the demon stuff was really off-putting, like, really shocking. Whoa.
I like how this is a Christian band, but we're talking about her demon voice.
I know. Like, it was just really, really intense, and, like, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's, like, a good choice for you.
And I think it was mixed poorly.
Yeah.
If the growling had been lower, I think it may have helped a little bit.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But it still sounded weird.
I liked your emotion.
The part with the growling and the normal singing going on,
yeah,
I thought
it
was, like, all the time.
Quieter.
And, like, yeah, it was way too loud.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think mixing it would have helped a little bit. Like, mixing it differently maybe would have helped you. I didn't think you were whiny so much as you were, like, pushing your voice out at some parts. It sounded like you, like, instead of singing, like, over and out, it sounded like you were just going out. Like, if that makes any sense, like, having your airflow come, like, from the back and going through the roof of your mouth, it kind of just sounded like it came, like, right from your chest and went, psh, like, straight out. I don't know if that really makes any sense. But, I mean, I made, like, hand motions, so, like, you guys got it, but I doubt she did. Yeah. I don't know. This was middle of the road for me, because, like, I thought your singing was pretty good and, like, your emotion was good, but then, like, the screaming, the, like, intense parts were weird for me. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
All right, so we are going to combine our scores, mm-hmm. and then I will come back and announce the results, because we are going to karaoke, and I will be on my own later on mixing, so.
And people are being creepy to her sister, so I know.
Yeah, we can go rescue
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I need to rescue my sister. Okay, so I will be back.
Bye!
Okay, so we're back with the results. We actually recorded the whole thing Thursday, and now it's Tuesday, and Erica's working, or sorry, Faded is working, so it's just Rochelle, Euler, and me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so, woohoo, we have our results, and actually, since, by default, we had to eliminate Seaglass, and also Mr. Sister dropped, we have made the decision to not cut anyone this week. So you are all going through. But we figured, since we know you all are very curious, we would let you know who was the winner for tonight. So almost unanimously, our top rank was Autumn.
Almost, wasn't it?
No, almost.
Oh, sorry.
Well, so congratulations.
Well,
you were wonderful.
I'm eating and at you.
I miss I too. I called every 7-Eleven in town today, and they don't carry it.
Oh my god, you know what I said? I have so much of it.
You don't understand. I went online and looked at the website, and they say they carry it at Costco and 7-Eleven and a couple other random places. I went to Costco. I called every 7-Eleven within a 20-mile radius. Nothing.
No.
I'm going to have to order it on Amazon.
Oh my god.
Anyway, we are so incredibly off topic now. Okay, so Autumn won for tonight. So I'm going to let you guys know who the bottom two were this week since they were tied, because I think it would help for these people to know that they need to step it up.
Yes.
So, the bottom two this week tied were Dylan and Sukono. And these were the cumulative... I haven't been drinking, I swear. Cumulative ranks. So, these... the reason you two were in the bottom were because of this week and the first week.
Yes.
Yes. So... really make sure that you step it up and maybe get in some immunities. So, yeah. I totally don't have the paper that I need up right now for the next round. Fill some space, Rochelle, while I look for it.
I have a lot of haichu. It's, like, gross.
I'm don't like, lie. No, send it to me.
It's good, but it's, like, after a while, I'm like, there's just too much haichu.
No, it's not. I've eaten every pack you've given me.
It just grows after a while.
You're eating it right now. I can tell.
I am. I like 1 AXidol.
You did. We're so proud of you.
Which we didn't know on the day we recorded the episode, which is weird.
You guys don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the videos on my YouTube if anyone wants to watch them.
Yeah, I'm there.
She's there. And I'm talking in the background. Only when you won, though. Okay, I found it. Sorry for the space filler, guys.
A couple people were like, can you hear me yelling? And I'm like, no. I can't. Sorry.
I was like, in that kind of moment, you don't even know what's going on, let alone what people are saying.
I'm yeah. like, what? The only thing I noticed was that they cheered during my instrumental break.
You were awesome. Did you see the video on how, like, everyone was waving and the judges, too?
I know. It was so cool. I
got that on video.
You got that on video.
Totally did.
You're like a video star.
I wanted everyone to see how epic it was and how much everyone enjoyed it. It was awesome. Like, even the judges had their phones up. It was cool.
Like, yeah. it was a really incredible experience, and I just like to pretend that it is going to happen again. Like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be like, okay, finals day. But I have this plaque. I'm holding it up, but you guys can't see it.
I guess, you're such a nerd.
I guess you don't need me to talk in full space anymore, do you? Did you say you found it?
I found it.
I'm sorry. I started crying in the car with Erica yesterday. I faded yesterday.
Oh, my
goodness.
Leaving
the convention, I was like, I don't want to leave. It was really funny.
Okay, I'm going to say the ranks, and then we'll go ahead and let Rochelle keep talking. So if you want to keep listening, you're welcome to. Okay, the next theme is everyone's favorite, R&B.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm just going to go by, if you guys can find on Wikipedia where the song is classified as R&B, I'll accept it. So, I'm going to be very vague with this because I hate singing R&B, and I know how tough it can be for some people.
You're just, like, using all the, like, you're just using, like, all the ones you hate. You, like, did country, and then you did rock, and like, I hate all these.
Well, I'm getting the relatively easy themes out of the way first. It's going to get more specific later.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's the main theme. The immunity this week is reggae.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I know that's kind of out there, so, I mean, that's why I made it immunity. You don't have to do it, but it'd be totally cool if you could. So since we are so late and we had such a crazy, hectic weekend, like, seriously, you guys, I stayed up until, like, 3 in the morning every night and woke up at, like, 8. So I am running on, like, nothing.
I know. I woke up at 8 last night, woke up at midnight, talked to people for, like, 45 minutes, and then went back to bed until 8 in the morning.
My gosh.
I know.
So, yeah, instead of the stuff being due this week, it's going to be due next week. But the immunity is going to be changed to Tuesday because my sister's turning 21 on Monday, and I'm probably not going to be home. We're probably going to be getting drunk. So, yeah, send those Monday, I think, July 12th, the normal time, 11:59 Eastern, 8:59 Pacific. And the main theme Thursday, what day is that? 14th? Yeah, 14th, same time. 11:59 Eastern, 8:59 Pacific.
Good job, Sheree.
I know. I got this.
You got this.
Yeah. Except for not having the papers I needed on time. I mostly knew what I was doing. At least I had the ranks figured out ahead of time. I'm just proud of myself for that.
What a tale. I love
okay,
you.
Okay, so, continue talking. I love you, too.
Well, I guess we should stop the recording.
Oh, but what do people want to know?
What do they want to know?
About your experience. Gosh.
Do I want to tell them? I mean, should I tell them now on this?
Fine. Make like a blog later, a vlog, whatever.
I don't know. I just wasn't sure, like, I don't know. Okay. I like, really enjoyed this. I cried when it was over and wanted to go back and do it again. I really want to go back and do it again. But I can never
but
do it again.
Poor Rochelle Euler can never compete again.
No, I can't.
Which really sucks, because I didn't know you couldn't even do the other one, like the voice acting part.
Yeah, it sucks. I was, like, kind of excited about that. I wanted to take the world by storm, thank you very much.
Yeah, so if anyone ever plans on auditioning, make sure you audition for the one that you want to do, because if you win, you don't get to do the other one.
I mean, the thing is, like, I knew I had a better chance at winning singing. That's why I did it. And, like, the point of it was to get noticed by the company, which I think worked. So
yeah.
And, like, Tony Oliver, like, runs workshops, and I took one in New York, and he remembered me from it. And he, like, apparently talked to the president and was like, oh, she's a great voice actress, too. So, like, it's a good connection. And, like,
nice. And you're moving out here, too.
I am. Next year.
Hey, you should, like, randomly mention me once in a while.
I will be like, hey, there's this girl. Her name is Beloved Star 18.
Yeah, that's my name.
That's her name.
I was thinking about it today, next year auditions. He's going to butcher my name so bad.
Oh, my God. Well, my name was Rachel Hedger, so, you know, it's okay.
I thought they called you Rachel Heger.
No, he's in the... In the auditions, he called me Rachel Hedger.
Oh.
I rewatched it today. I was intrigued. I, like, wanted to rewatch. I hadn't watched my audition yet, and I hadn't watched. Well, actually, that's not true. I saw part of it in the, like, recap video, I guess.
Did I upload the audition?
No, it was on my camera. I haven't uploaded anything on my camera because I don't have the thing with me.
I'll upload your audition.
Oh, my God. I also bought a cute Mama Sheba.
Oh, I bought a squid that's pink. I named him Squiddles.
We bought a lot of cool things. I bought a bunny to match the elephant. They're from the same series called Sentimental Circus.
I got a Hatsune Miku mug. I went and saw the Hatsune Miku.
Did you get your leaks?
I did not get any leaks. They did not have any. I saw people holding them, but they were like blue and weird. I need to just order one online, and the next Hatsune Miku concert I go to, I will have to take them. I got a bento, too. Did I tell you? It came with a little, I can't remember what the cloth is called, but the ones that they, like, wrap it in and put the chopsticks in. I'm so excited.
That's really cool.
So now I have 4 bento boxes.
4 whole boxes. I bought a rainbow wig because I'm going to be Rainbow Dash at some point in my life.
Did you see the ceramic ponies that they had at Artist?
I was so mad, but I thought after because Fade had bought one, and I was really mad, but I got a pony necklace, so it's okay. It has Rainbow Dash on it.
I saw them, and I was like, oh, Rochelle would love that.
Yeah, and I got other art, and I got some, like, I was really mad because I bought this really pretty Gurren Lagann art, and I totally could have had Kyle sign it, so, because he was like...
You nerd!
I know, stupid me. I should have filmed him dubbing Kamina live. I wanted to text you and be like,
I wanted to text you and be like,
film this. And I wish you'd film Mario's performance too. Oh my god. He was really good. But that's on somebody else's. Somebody else filmed Mario Bueno, so it's fine. I like really
I don't know
like
if
him.
I should say this recorded. I'll tell you later.
yeah,
now everyone's curious, huh?
We should probably stop talking. I feel like no one cares.
I know. We're done now. That was our experience. We had an awesome time. Anyone coming next year, let us know. We'll have lots of fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the end. Get your stuff in and, have fun.
Bye.